When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Hollow Man of Hebron, Indiana child disappearances, and faceless horror. Greetings, fellow seekers of shadow. I am Raven Vale, your guide through the veiled histories and chilling legends that cling to the darkest corners of our world. Tonight, our journey takes us to the seemingly unassuming landscape of rural Indiana, to a small town called Hebron, nestled amidst rolling farmlands and quiet woods. Here, in the heart of America's breadbasket, a horror unfolded that ripped through the innocence of childhood, leaving behind a profound emptiness and a chilling pattern etched into the very trees. We speak tonight of the Hollow Man of Hebron. The year was 1976. The setting, a picturesque autumn day, perfect for a school field trip. A group of fifth graders from Hebron Elementary, brimming with youthful excitement, ventured into a dense, lesser-known section of the local woods, ostensibly for a nature study. What began as an innocent exploration of the natural world swiftly devolved into a nightmare that would forever scar the community and leave law enforcement utterly baffled. As the afternoon waned, a frantic realization swept through the chaperones. Three children were missing. 10-year-old twins, Sarah and Jacob Bell, inseparable and adventurous, and their quiet, contemplative classmate, David Miller, were gone. Panic erupted. The woods, once a place of wonder, instantly transformed into a vast, silent moor. A massive search operation was launched, involving local police, state troopers, volunteers, and K-9 units. The air crackled with desperate urgency. Hours turned into a terrifying night. The forest, usually alive with nocturnal sounds, seemed unnaturally hushed, as if holding its breath. Then, in the cold, pre-dawn hours, a glimmer of hope amidst the despair. One of the missing children was found. David Miller was discovered huddled beneath a gnarled oak, physically unharmed, but profoundly, chillingly changed. He was catatonic. His eyes were wide open, staring blankly ahead, devoid of recognition, fixed on an unseen horror. He offered no screams, no tears, no struggle when approached. He was a hollow vessel, his spirit seemingly scoured clean by an unspeakable terror. Once brought to safety and assessed by medical professionals, David remained unresponsive for days. When he finally began to speak, his words were not of relief or recovery, but a chilling, repetitive mantra, whispered over and over, his voice a raw, broken rasp. He has no face. He has no face. His words offered no comfort, only deepened the chilling mystery. What kind of attacker leaves no discernible marks, yet leaves a child utterly shattered, fixated on such a terrifying detail? Meanwhile, the search for Sarah and Jacob Bell continued, growing increasingly desperate. And then, the police made a discovery that twisted the horror into a realm of the truly macabre, adding a bizarre, ritualistic element to the already inexplicable case. Deep within the woods, not far from where David was found, officers stumbled upon a scene that would forever haunt their memories. Human skin was found nailed to trees, arranged in a perfect circle. Strips of skin, not large pieces, but fragments, meticulously fastened to the bark, creating a disturbing perimeter in the dense foliage. There was no indication of whose skin it was, or how it had been obtained. It was a grotesque, deliberate display, a chilling message left by an unseen hand. Local law enforcement, from the Hebron Police Department to Indiana State Police, were utterly baffled. How did three children vanish so completely? How could one be found alive, yet so utterly broken, repeating such a terrifying phrase? And the skin, whose was it? And why the perfect circle? The very notion defied criminal profiling, forensic analysis, and indeed, sanity itself. The case quickly went cold, becoming a dark legend whispered in husbron tones, a haunting stain on the town's quiet history. The why of the Hollow Man of Hebron plunges us into the deepest, darkest corners of the unknown. Is it a cryptid, a unique, undiscovered entity native to the Midwest's forgotten forests, capable of such terrifying psychological and physical manipulation? The idea of a faceless being, one that leaves no physical trace yet inflicts profound psychic damage, is terrifying. Perhaps a creature that doesn't just hunt, but terrorizes, its very presence stripping away identity and sanity. The skin circle could be a bizarre territorial marking, a ritualistic offering, or even a form of perverse art from a non-human intelligence. Or could it be something far more ethereal, a true paranormal entity intrinsically linked to the land? The Midwest, with its history of pioneer settlement and ancient Native American burial grounds, carries its own unique spectral lore. Could the Hollow Man be a malevolent spirit, an ancient entity of the woods, one that drains life force or essence, leaving its victims emotionally and spiritually empty? The repeated phrase, "he has no face," suggests a being that either literally lacks features or represents a stripping away of identity, a void that consumes. The skin circle could be a dark ritual to bind or manifest its power, drawing energy from the living. Another unsettling possibility, one often whispered in the shadows of such impossible crimes, is that this was the act of a non-human intelligence from beyond our understanding. The precise, almost symbolic arrangement of the skin, the selective mental trauma, and the utterly traceless nature of the abduction and attack suggest an entity operating with alien motives and capabilities. It wouldn't leave conventional clues because its methods and objectives are entirely outside our frame of reference. The facelessness might not be a physical attribute, but a terrifying abstract, a being beyond our visual comprehension. The detail of the catatonic survivor, obsessed with the faceless nature of his attacker, is profoundly chilling. It speaks to a level of psychological horror that transcends mere physical threat. Whatever David encountered, it broke his mind without laying a physical hand on him in a way that left marks. The sheer terror, the stripping of the victim's sanity, is a hallmark of truly insidious forces. Forces that prey on the mind as much as the body. The fingernails embedded in stone in the Cade's Cove incident, while a physical manifestation, speak to a similar desperate, impossible struggle against an overwhelming alien force. The psychological impact on the Hebron community was devastating. The forest, once a place of play and exploration, became a place of profound dread. Parents looked at their children with a new, protective fear. The case remained unsolved, a chilling reminder that even in the most peaceful, familiar landscapes, unseen horrors can lurk, waiting to emerge from the shadows, leaving behind unspeakable acts and shattered lives. The quiet whispers of "he has no face" continue to haunt the town, a chilling testament to the power of the unexplained. The narrative of the Hollow Man of Hebron, while rooted in a specific time and place, resonates with ancient, primal fears. The terror of losing a child, of encountering something utterly alien, and of a reality that can twist into something monstrous without leaving a single conventional clue. It's a chilling reminder that even in the quiet fields of the heartland, profound horrors can stalk, waiting to drain the very essence of human life. So as we conclude our unsettling journey into Hebron tonight, I urge you, fellow seekers of shadow, to contemplate the profound horror of the Hollow Man. Was it a cryptid, a terrestrial monster hidden within Indiana's forests, possessing an uncanny ability to terrorize and consume sanity? Was it a malevolent spirit, an ancient entity of the land, manifesting as a faceless void? Or was it something even more terrifying, a chilling manifestation of an intelligence beyond our comprehension, leaving behind a pattern of human skin and a child utterly broken? The truth, like the missing children, remains lost in the silent, watchful woods of Indiana, a chilling whisper from the dark. The next time you find yourself alone in a quiet, wooded area, when the silence deepens, listen closely and be wary of what absence of a face can do. For in the heart of Hebron, some things are utterly unseen, yet leave behind unspeakable acts and shattered souls. You've been listening to Whispers from the Dark. I am Raven Vale. Until our next journey into the unknown, keep your perceptions sharp and your gaze fixed upon the shadows. Good night.